Mornings, Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
I can't find a better place to be by coming out to Union Square with its tradition
of protest.
Of protest to support our sisters and brothers on the 100th day since the devastating Hurricane Maria that ravaged the island of Puerto Rico. So we're going to listen to what our sisters and brothers have to say. We're going to do what we always do, which is we're going to act on their words. We're going to take their leadership. We are going to work towards here the decolonization of Puerto Rico and follow the leadership to support our sisters and brothers on the island with the resources that they need to build their island back for themselves. So let's head to the rally.
Here we go.
Is the Puerto Rican diaspora presente?
Presente!
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 My name is Elizabeth Jean-Pierre. I'm the executive director of UPROSE, Brooklyn's oldest Puerto Rican organization. Today is really about a moment of silence to honor the over 1,000 Puerto Ricans that have passed because of Hurricane Maria and because of federal neglect on the island of Puerto Rico. We have not forgotten them, to make sure that the media remembers that this story can disappear and so can the lives of our people if we do not pay attention and put a spotlight in the darkness that Puerto Ricans are experiencing right now. First, I want to introduce La Caridad La Bruja, because she's going to open with La Borinqueña, so La Nuestra Bruja, because esto se requiere brujería, all right?
And I'll be singing the revolutionary anthem, the one that excludes Columbus, because I feel like at this point, we shouldn't be doing an anthem that includes oppression, a murderer, a rapist, because what we're doing is just continuing and co-signing to this oppression, and we can no longer do that. Para mi querida Puerto Rico, nuestro ancestro, y toda la gente que están sufriendo ahora, despierta borinqueño, que han dado la señal. Despierta de ese sueño, que es hora de luchar. A ese llamar patriótico, no arde tu corazón. Ven, no será simpático el ruido del cañón. Nosotros queremos la libertad. Nuestro machete nos la dará. Vámonos, borinqueños. Vámonos ya, que nos espera ansiosa, ansiosa la libertad, la libertad, la libertad.
¡Que viva Puerto Rico libre!
Nuestra gente, gracias. Que nuestra gente necesitamos nuestra gente. We all need each other. Thank you for what you're doing. Each one of you count. So thank you. Thank you.
Amazing that you're all here in the cold. What we're going to do right now is we're going to, you all have candles?
Yes.
All right, lift up those candles. We're going to have a moment of silence for all of our loved ones, for over 1,000 Puerto Ricans that have passed. 1,000. Let's just have a moment of silence for them.
Say, que viva Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico!
And we're here together in solidarity. My name is Ricardo Muñiz. I'm the founder and CEO of Chulo Underwear. We are honored to be here today supporting UPROSE, the oldest Puerto Rican social service, now social justice agency, in Brooklyn, and all of you amazing people who are here. I'm going to hand the mic over to Rosa Clemente, and she's going to start with the introductions of the powerful people we have here, ready to speak and empower and excite you.
First of all, thank you for coming out. So let's just start with the fact that not only is the U.S. government lying, the Puerto Rican colonial administrative government has been lying since day one about how many people have died in Puerto Rico. I created a project called Puerto Rico on the Map. I thought it was necessary for us as Puerto Rican and other Latino, Latina, and Latinx young people, particularly, not me young, but bringing other younger people there, to document our narrative. When we arrived on October 6th, the first thing most people told us is that the government was lying about how many people were dead. When we went to Utuado, we ran into a funeral home director who said, I have 14 bodies here right now. Less than 2 weeks ago, we find out through the Center for Investigation in Puerto Rico and the New York Times that there have been 1,000-plus deaths. But we need to remind everybody who thinks that the government does not lie about this, that they lied about how many people died after Hurricane Katrina. But in Puerto Rico, it's a little different because most of these deaths are deaths after the hurricane. And why? Because the United States government can invade any nation, but somehow they could not go to Puerto Rico to save people off a mountain, but couldn't go to Puerto Rico to feed people, to give them dialysis. We all have stories, especially as Boricuas in the diaspora. My particular story is this. When I got to Puerto Rico with the crew on PR on the Map, 2 days after I was able to go to Bayamón and see my Titi Gladys, who was in a hospital. And the only reason they let me in was because they knew I came from New York. And I had to put on a hazmat suit, and I only got 15 minutes to see her. And everybody who was in that floor was critical. But because they were not dying and there was not enough clean water or power, they would not get the surgeries to save their legs, to save their arms from amputation. I got 15 minutes to speak to her because she thought she would not survive 2 days. But luckily she did. That's one story out of 5.5 million stories. We cannot forget who passed due to government negligence. To me, that is murder. To me, that's what it means to be a colony. And to me, we don't owe the United States government or any Wall Street bondholder one dollar. This United States government and the international community that has let us down owes Puerto Rico reparations. A decolonization process, and we are going to fight until we are truly an independent and free nation who can self-determine our own future. With that, I want to bring up Lisette Nieves from Muévete.
So in the spirit of Muévete, we are a collective. We are prepared a collective. It is something that we created together. All right.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Despierta comunidad.
Wake up, community.
La isla necesita luz.
La isla necesita light.
Muévete.
La isla necesita agua.
La isla
necesita water.
Muévete.
La isla
necesita comida.
La isla
necesita food.
Muévete.
La isla necesita medicina.
La isla
necesita
medicine.
Muévete.
Los niños necesitan su educación.
The children need their education.
Despierta comunidad.
Wake up, community.
Muévete.
Puerto Rico no será olvidado.
Puerto Rico will not be forgotten.
Puerto Rico no será ignorado.
Puerto Rico will not be ignored.
Muévete.
Donar organizaciones directamente de Puerto Rico.
Donate organizations directly from Puerto Rico.
Muévete.
Compartir el mensaje y involucrar su comunidad.
Spread the message and get your community involved.
Muévete. Involucrarse con organizaciones locales.
Volunteer with organizations.
Despierta comunidad.
Wake up community.
Muévete.
There's one team, una miembro de nuestro equipo que no pudo estar aquí. Ella es una sobreviviente de Hurricane Maria. Her name is Isalisa Chavaria. She wrote a statement in her absence. Jeanette, step on up. Boca Negra will lead in Spanish and I will translate into English.
Hola, mi nombre es Isalisa Chavaria. I'm Jeanette, but I'm reading for Isalisa. Y el impacto del huracán María fue aterrorado y frustrante durante y después.
My experience with the hurricane was terrifying and frustrating then and now.
Todavía estamos viviendo los efectos de los daños sin agua, portable, luz y super difícil conseguir los artículos de primera necesidad.
We are still without light and it is very difficult for us to get our basic needs.
Y los precios super elevados.
With everything at higher prices.
Se le está haciendo más difícil todavía a las personas con condiciones especiales conseguir los medicamentos y las necesidades para mejorar la calidad de su vida.
It is even more difficult for those who require medical attention and it's affecting their quality of life.
Al principio del desastre, todas las comunidades se unieron y se apoyaron uno al otro como podía.
At the beginning, all the communities came together to the best of their ability.
Pero ya es a estas alturas del paso del huracán, ya las personas se van desapareciendo al no tener provisiones necesarias.
And now people are leaving our island because they can't get their basic necessities.
Nosotros los puertorriqueños nos caracterizamos porque nos gusta ayudar a todos, somos hermanos.
Puerto Ricans characterize themselves as people who love to help.
No está fácil ya, y hay comunidades que todavía aún siguen incomunicadas.
It is not easy, and there are still places that have no communication.
Y las ayudas no llegan a algunos lugares porque no hay paso para las carreteras.
And you can't even get aid to certain places because the roads are blocked.
Debemos detectar primero esas comunidades y poder llegar a los olvidados.
It is important to detect those communities and focus on the people who've been forgotten.
Ni las ayudas que están enviando llegan a donde verdaderamente no hay tanta necesidad.
The aid that's coming in sometimes goes to people who don't really need it.
Deben impactar esas comunidades más afectadas y olvidadas.
We must focus on communities that have been most impacted and forgotten.
Agradezco mucho a Muévete por su apoyo y a Community Connections for Youth, que siempre me ha apoyado desde que comencé a asistir en el 2013.
She is grateful to Muévete for her support and Community Connections for Youth that has welcomed her as a family and supported her since she's been in New York, where she came from Puerto Rico in 2013 and still will be part of our community in Puerto Rico or here.
Las organizaciones se convirtieron en mi segunda familia. Los Puerto Rico está de pie.
She loves you and Puerto Rico is on its feet. Don't get it twisted.
Let's hear another round of applause for Lisette. And muévete, coño! You know, we're gathered here today in unity, and I'm going to do a quick call out for the 3.5 million Puerto Ricans on the island and the other 6.5 million here on the continental United States. Presente!
Presente!
From Puerto Rico, presente!
Presente!
From here in Brooklyn, we have Naisha to lead us in a chant.
What you do to the people, you do to the land. Let's go. What you do to the people, 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 right. Nice. Thank you, guys.
We want to welcome with all love and all power and all unity from UPROS, Ricardo Gabriel. Saludos, mi gente. All right, it's cold out here, but our hearts are on fire. Our hearts are full of anger.
But our hearts are also full of love.
Yes.
Love for the people.
Yes.
Love for the land.
Yes.
And we're going to protect the people.
Yes.
And we're going to protect the land.
Yes.
So here are the demands from the Our Power PR NYC campaign. One, we're calling for the debt to be dropped. We need to drop the debt.
Yes.
How if you agree? That's right. Next, we're demanding we need the Jones Act to be repealed now, not for 10 days, permanently. We're demanding solidarity with grassroots organizations in Puerto Rico that are leading the recovery.
Solidarity.
Solidarity. We're saying no to the Puerto Rico Oversight, Management, and Economic Stability Act, otherwise known as PROMESA. No to PROMESA. We're demanding a push for a just recovery and transition.
Just recovery and transition.
Just recovery and transition.
We're demanding support for Puerto Rican climate refugees, because that's what they are. They're climate refugees. All right? They're being displaced. A lot of people don't want to leave, but they're being forced to leave. And finally, we're demanding a rejection of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. All of these demands are elaborated on the UPRO's website. You can search for Our Power PR to get more information.
I just want you to know how Our Power PR NYC came together. The Climate Justice Alliance, that is a national organization made up of frontline communities that are living and existing and surviving at the intersection of racial justice and climate change. People from Katrina, who were affected by Katrina in New Orleans, folks that are being affected by the wildfires in California, our people in Detroit, people in Houston who were affected by Harvey, and our people in Puerto Rico. On October 11th, we launched a national campaign, and four cities had a national day of action. We delivered 12,000 signatures to Congress. We sent a brigade and the ship from Greenpeace to Puerto Rico with the materials that people in Puerto Rico told us they wanted. We didn't decide for Puerto Ricans what their priorities were. We didn't determine, we're going to send you this. We asked, what do you need? What do you want? And we got you. We got your back. We send them non-GMO seeds. We send them bicycles, solar generators, water filtration devices. We pass money directly to the front line of the climate crisis in Puerto Rico. Out of that, a lot of organizations were meeting to determine what Puerto Rican priorities were, including Puerto Rican organizations that don't look anything like us, that don't come from our communities, who thought that this was an opportunity for the nonprofit industrial complex to basically build their presence in Puerto Rico. And so we said, no, we people, Puerto Ricans, speak for Puerto Ricans. And Puerto Ricans in the United States have a role to play, because we are the descendants of colonization, of slavery, of extraction. We live here because U.S. policies made it possible to push out tons of our people. That's how we ended here in the United States. So if you remember the fight for Vieques, when we were fighting to stop the bombing of Vieques, many of us were saying, what is the plan B? Because we're going to win. And when we win, developers are going to basically swoop into Puerto Rico and take over the island and turn it into a recreational space after we spent years in the cold, in the heat, protesting to stop the bombing of Vieques. And that's exactly what happened. And so today, we have to be really vigilant, because before Hurricane Maria, over 600,000 Puerto Ricans have already left the island because of PROMESA. And since Maria, another 300,000 have left the island. And so many of us feel that the island is being emptied out for privatization, so that they could completely take the island away from us, the way they did the Gulf South and New Orleans from black communities that had been there for generations. So we decided that it was important that all of the groups and all of the people in New York City who care deeply for Puerto Rico be united under one banner, under the Just Recovery of Puerto Rico. You hear a lot of people talking about green solutions and sustainability, but sustainability does not mean justice. And so the environmental justice movement, the climate justice movement, we know that the solutions are local, that the path to climate justice is local, that what happens in Puerto Rico was a climate injustice, that Puerto Ricans are climate refugees, and that the fact that it has been a colonized nation for so long made the hurricane particularly dangerous to Puerto Ricans' livability. So we are moving to support Puerto Ricans to a new economy, one to support local livable economies that move them away from extraction, that support food sovereignty, economic sovereignty, energy sovereignty, water, all of the things that are important to our people. We ask you to join us. And if you're doing an action, if there's something that you're doing, we can lift it, we can make it go viral, we could show that we are united and that we're supporting a common platform, which is the Just Recovery platform. We are different than other folks that are out there. You need to know who you're working with, who you're supporting, who you're giving money to, what their track record is. You have a right to ask questions to make sure that the people in the island are benefiting directly from your sacrifice. So out of love and desperation, you are all giving without asking questions about who's doing what. And there are some people who are using names very similar to us, but don't represent the interests of our people. All right? They don't even represent the interests of our people here in New York City. So you need to ask that. That is your right. You have a right to know. And if there is an organization who can't answer those questions, you do not want to support them. So our power, PR NYC, is a coalition from Staten Island all the way to the Pugadaw of organizations that are already doing the work. So it's not like UpRows is organizing or determining priorities. We are facilitating that engagement so that we don't step all over each other, so that there isn't cacique warfare, right? And we're not tripping all over each other. So it's one love. So I want to thank all of you for coming. We have restrooms, and then we're going to close up with Dr. Drum, because you know that we need to basically invoke the ancestors before we walk out of this park. So gracias de corazón. Gracias. My name is Rosa Clemente. I'm a Bronx-born hip-hop Afro-Boricua. I was raised in New York City, but as an organizer, I was taught in New York City. So I just want to just bring up the spirit of Richie Perez. Richie Perez is presente, and I also want to give love to our sister, Erica Garner. And the reason I bring up Erica is because last week she did an interview, and she talked about Puerto Rico and the solidarity that we need to have as people of African descent and as indigenous descent people, right? We need to be about solidarity. And for all the young people here who think, why am I doing this? Doesn't matter. Yeah, we make a difference. Because everyone here represents 100 people who couldn't come. Everyone here represents an abuela, a titi, a tia, a prima who couldn't get here. And we need to always represent our people. And as young people, the struggle is yours. There's a chant from Black Lives Matter movement that goes, I believe we will win. And I believe that Puerto Rico will be free. I believe that we will win. Remember what you could do.
people here, have a conversation. You go to the club, take 5 minutes. After you get on the floor, take 5 minutes at the bar and be like, yo, you know what's going on in Puerto Rico? If you're a teacher, talk about Puerto Rico in your classroom all day. If you're a journalist, write about Puerto Rico, talk about Puerto Rico, right? And if your mom and dad, who are Boricua, still think we should be a state because they were afraid what would happen without the United States government, tell them we're surviving without the United States government right now. And we can build a nation without the United States government, right? So let's do it. We can shut it down. We can shut it down. We have the power. Don't let anybody ever tell you. Even if you feel different as a young person, your difference is what makes movements. Become an organizer and be part of a movement to make sure that Puerto Rico not only recovers, but becomes free and independent. And with that, we close out, and how we always close out, especially as people of color, with joy, beauty, laughter, tears, drums, and my own.
So, Ken, you know, here we are again at Union Square, and of course, you're a labor librarian, among other things, and you're a historian of labor. So, what do you think about, was this the right place, Union Square, to hold a demonstration in support of the people of Puerto Rico surviving and growing and developing from the devastation that affected them, which is both from the hurricane and from the colonization of the island?
Square has been a center of protest for labor. In 1882, the Knights of Labor had the first Labor Day demonstration here. And that was a massive protest. And many of the issues they brought up, like the 8-hour day, we're still fighting for in this country.
So this is the perfect place to continue the tradition of resistance, of protest, and always towards the end of building for we the people to assume the power in the societies that we have built. This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.